hurricane takes aim at the southeast.
At this point, it's all about preparation.
Defending the modern doorbell.
It helps all communities come together to make things safer.
Red light deaths spike.
Drivers are distracted, they're impatient, and they're reckless.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifen. Add Hurricane Dorian to the long list of big storms that have scared Floridians.
I've been through Andrew, I've been through Wilma, I've been through Irma, and I don't want to go through this one.
But by late Sunday, the storm will likely be a major factor. Right now, it's a Category 1 hurricane over open water. WCBS-TV forecaster Lonnie Quinn says it'll likely ramp up to a Category 2 by later today.
It's a Cat 3 sometime on Friday with 115-mile-per-hour winds. And then, here we go, up to 120 Saturday, 125 on Sunday as it approaches the coastline of Florida.
Well, CBS's David Begnaud is in Cocoa Beach.
Floridians are being told, don't take a chance.
And I'm not that concerned, but I think it's better to be safe than sorry.
I went through Andrew and I lost my house, so that made me ready.
Governor Ron DeSantis is asking people to stock up with 7 days' worth of supplies.
Have a plan, be ready and listen. We'll get more, I think, resolution and certainty over the next 24, 48 hours.
I'm not watching the weather. I'm not going to obsess about it.
I'm going to pray my way through it because God's in control. I know that.
Dorian did just minor damage on Puerto Rico and in the Virgin Islands. There's a manhunt in the Southwest for an Arizona couple suspected in a murder who escaped from a transport vehicle bringing them cross-country. The man and woman in their 50s somehow overpowered guards to escape. They've been linked to an elderly man's death outside Rochester, New York. Police say a student at High Point University in North Carolina is under arrest. Guns and ammo were found in his dorm room. It's believed he was planning to kill his roommate and himself if he didn't get into a fraternity. Students were shocked to hear the story.
You'd hate to think about what would happen if nobody said something and he was able to go through with whatever he was planning on going through with.
Police say the 19-year-old freshman had studied mass shootings. Reports say a second death at a VA hospital in Clarksburg, West Virginia, has been ruled a homicide. Other deaths there are under investigation, too. Some privacy red flags are being raised about doorbell cameras that are linked to police through neighborhood watch programs. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Somebody's there and they're breaking into my house.
Amazon-owned Ring.
Don't do it.
Users can monitor their own front doors and catch criminals in the act. Ring's Neighbors app also informs them of crimes in their area, but here's the hidden price tag. It does that by sharing customer videos with the police in 400 communities and counting.
There's obviously going to be potential problems with who gets targeted in those neighborhood apps.
Andrew Ferguson, author of The Rise of Big Data Policing.
What can happen, of course, is that there could be a police response, and that could impact someone's liberty, someone's lives.
Ring CEO Jamie Siminoff notes customers can opt out.
We will always fight for our customers' rights, their control, and their privacy.
But Siminoff also argues that sharing that info helps keep everyone safer.
Well, on the roads, a new analysis finds deaths caused by drivers who ran red lights hit a 10-year high in 2017. AAA's Doug Shoup says there were 939 fatalities.
Sometimes they do it by accident. Other times, you know, they purposefully try to get through that red light. They're impatient and they're reckless, and they're making the decision to run a red light instead of safely stopping.
Well, come the end of October, some members of the U.S. military or other government workers who have children born overseas will have to apply for their kids' U.S. citizenship. It's a new Trump administration policy. There are several exceptions that would still make citizenship automatic. The Democratic presidential field is now down to 20 with the departure of New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
I believe I can best serve by helping to unite us to beat Donald Trump in 2020.
In a video message to supporters, she said, "It's important to know when it's not your time." She had spent $4 million on ads to try to qualify for the next debate, but did not make the cut. In a new book, former Defense Secretary James Mattis is breaking his silence. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The retired four-star general does not criticize President Trump directly, saying he will not speak ill of the commander-in-chief. But there's little doubt when he writes, "A polemicist's role is not sufficient for a leader." He is referring to the president's controversial tweets and statements. "What concerns me most," Mattis writes, "is not our external adversaries, it is our internal divisiveness."
Well, now to Syria, where CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on millions trapped by an air campaign being carried out by the country's government and its ally, Russia.
Go, 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 go.
There's nowhere left to run for many in Idlib. They're impotent against the faceless killers in the sky.
The regime attacks hospitals, schools, markets and bakeries. And for those who survive, it makes things unlivable here. And that's the point. We found parts of Idlib eerily quiet. Tens of thousands have fled the town of Marat al-Numan after its market was hit last month. 50 people were massacred by some reports.
Well, in Kentucky, CBS's Mark Strassman has the story of a Louisville mom who has volunteered to help find missing people over the years. She now has vanished.
Can we talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. Andrea Knabel's family goes door to door searching for hope.
We really appreciate it.
Knabel, a 37-year-old single mother of two, disappeared August 13th. She left her sister's house upset and was last seen walking toward her mother's house about a half mile away.
My life's not the same right now without her.
Erin Fecker's her sister. Mike Knabel is her father. They told us Andrea had recently lost her job and was going through a rough patch.
It was a total disappearance.
No one's heard anything ever since.
Nothing.
A volunteer group called Missing in America has joined the search.
This is very personal.
Personal to Diane Stump, because Andrea Knabel belongs to their group.
It's heartbreaking. We miss her, and we're going to find her.
But it's been more than 2 weeks with no sign of her.
Well, some film students at the University of Texas are probably saying this.
All right, all right, all right.
Oscar-winning actor Matthew McConaughey will be a full-time professor this fall in a production class on the Austin campus. He developed the curriculum. A diet did the trick for a man determined to get into the military.
He wanted to enlist in the Army, and he lost 113 pounds to be able to do it. Luis Enrique Pinto Jr. of Las Vegas lost the weight over just a seven-month period in order to meet the branch's requirement. The 18-year-old went from 317 pounds to 204 pounds. For his height of 6'1", his maximum weight could be just 1 pound more, 205. He reports to basic training next month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, Bo Story was in his kayak in a Georgia pond practicing for a bass fishing tournament. What creeped up behind him was no fish. It was a 10-foot alligator.
It came within probably 5 feet of the back of my kayak, surging, coming at me. And I just nonstop paddled till I got in my truck.
And paddled away to safety. Later, a hunter and another man wrestled with and killed the gator. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.